Translation. Alas, just see the behavior of this cruel man. He is not a devotee of Lord Vishnu. Being proud of his material opulence, his position, he considers himself God. Just see how he has transgressed the laws of religion. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Vishnav Chakravarti Thakur has diverted the entire meaning of this verse spoken by Devasa Muni. Devasa Muni used the word na samrasya to indicate the king was cruel. But Vishnav Chakravarti interprets it to mean that the king's character was glorified by all the local people. He says that the word nira means by all the local people, and that samasya means that of he, Ambarish in brackets, whose character was glorified. Similarly, one who is very rich becomes mad because of his wealth and is therefore called Sriya Umatatasya. But Srila Vishnav Chakravarti Thakur interprets those words to mean that although Maharaj Ambarish was such an opulent king, he was not mad after money, for he had already surpassed the madness of material opulence. Similarly, the word Isya Manina is interpreted to mean that he was so respectful to the Supreme Personality of Godhead that he did not transgress the law for observing Kadashi Prana, despite thinking of Devasa Muni, despite the thinking of the Devasa Muni, for he only took water. In this way, Srila Vishnav Chakravarti Thakur has supported Ambarish Maharaj and all his activities. So, the main point that sticks out for me is that even though one may be following the regular principles of religion, one can still speculate mental concoction. And as we, for those who don't know here, I can see there's some new people here. So what we have in our parampara is we have some previous acharyas or previous teachers. Teachers of acharya means one who shows by example. So we go by what they have written and said, so nothing is changed. So Vishnav Chakravarti Thakur is one of these previous acharyas. And these acharyas, these previous acharyas have written, it's been written down in book, some have written books, and they have been now translated into English. So the acharya is one who teaches by example. And of course, the acharya is, as I said, one who teaches by example. And Lord Caitanya Mahaprabhu, he came as an acharya to show by personal example of how to perform devotional service. And because Lord Caitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Krishna, But in Vrindavan, he was the prince of Vrindavan, and he was performing different leelas, different pastimes, and he kept the most confidential knowledge to himself. So then when Lord Krishna ascended back to his home in the spiritual sky, he thought, I have not given devotional service, I have not given love, I have not given love of Godhead to anybody. I kept it to myself in Vrindavan. So I must come again. I must come again. So he came in the form of Lord Caitanya, who is the Yuga personality for Kali Yuga, because he freely gives what Krishna didn't give. And he showed by his example, different examples in household life, in his sannyas leela, his grahastha leela, his childhood leela, pastimes, and to show us what devotional service should be like. And now, because he's Krishna, Lord Caitanya is Krishna. Now, there's no difference between Lord Caitanya and Krishna. And there's no difference between Vrindavan and Mayapur Dham, the appearance place of Lord Caitanya. In the absolute truth, in tattva means absolute truth, that they are non-different. In Krishna, in Vrindavan, there were two bodies, Radha and Krishna. In Mayapur Dham, there was one body, Eka Bhuta. It means one body. That means Lord Caitanya is a combination of Radha and Krishna. Internally, he's Krishna. Externally, he's the mood of Srimati Radharani. And without the mercy of Lord Caitanya, we cannot do anything. And so he's the acharya for this. He's the supreme acharya. He's showing by example devotional service. And this is simply devotional service. Actually starts with chanting the Maha Mantra. In one lecture I heard recently, Srila Prabhupada saying, it's a conversation, the Tamakrishna Maharaj lecture. Srila Prabhupada was, he told Tamakrishna Maharaj that the highest service that one can perform in Kali Yuga is the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But unfortunately, most of us are not up to chanting it for 24 hours a day. He said this is the perfection of it. But unfortunately, most of us cannot do that. So we have to engage our bodies, minds and words in other services, in some physical service. So this is how Krishna descends in Kali Yuga in two forms, in the form of the Acharya and the holy name. Of course, the Acharya is also is the spiritual master. Now, the spiritual master is a devotee, a pure devotee, as we heard. I don't know if you can remember, but I can remember very clearly, on Prabhupada's appearance day, the first audio lecture. The first point that Prabhupada mentioned was, he talked about how the spiritual master is, he actually comes from Lord Nityananda, who is the other half, you could say, of Lord Gauranga. Because Lord Titania and Lord Nityananda, they cannot be separated. Even though they were appeared in different places in Holy Dharam, in Bengal, but they are non-different, they cannot be separated. So Prabhupada said the spiritual master actually comes from Lord Nityananda. And when I was in Switzerland a few months back, in the corridor in the temple in Lagenthal, it's quite a common thing in India, there's a picture, a chart of the spiritual world from Goloka Dham down to the lower planetary regions. So from Goloka Dham, it goes down, then it breaks off like a family tree. So on this side here, it had Balaram. Then under Balaram, it had the spiritual master, which is, a technical term is Nitya Siddha Parakara. In other words, eternally liberated soul. A soul that means he's eternally liberated. He's not under the free modes of material nature. He's not under the control of his mind. He's totally surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and dedicates his life by serving Krishna by words, deed, and so on like this. So this is the Acharya, and the previous Acharyas were generally, as I said, they were generally in the spiritual world. They had their own spiritual identity, which has been revealed in the book, which Srila Prabhupada has revealed to us. And they are now sometimes these Acharyas, through the Acharyas, sometimes seemingly, apparently, they seem to differ on different points. Some may say something different sometimes to the others, but this is explained that sometimes one of the previous Acharyas may say that they prefer the Gokul pastimes to the Goloka pastimes. Because they're in a different mood. It's like one time when I was staying in Mayapur there, when I was not so busy in the office taking devotees out, Parikram, there was a library, so I was reading Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, and also every day reading one sloka every day from Vishnav Chakravarti's Bhagavad Gita, Baladeva Prabhushan's Bhagavad Gita, and of course Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita. So I was reading each sloka, one sloka, and reading the three different purports. And at first glance, it looked that they were completely different. You know, it's Bhagavad Gita, but this is it's not the same. But after some understanding, I can understand that the mood between Baladeva Bhushan and Vishnav Chakravarti and Srila Prabhupada, the mood was different. Srila Prabhupada's purports are more for preaching, and the mood of the other Srila Vishnav Chakravarti and Baladeva Bhushan's purports, they're more in the mood of the mood of, let's say, the mood of Vrindavan, the mood of, the mood of Madhurya Ras, which means the high love of God. And so that mood was different. And then these Prithacharyas, one should always listen or read what they say. And if someone tells you something different what they say, then it's generally all speculation, a mental concoction. Now, of course, the most famous acharyas in our line is, of course, one of them is the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. So if we want to hear or know the absolute truth, Jiva Goswami, he was known as the Tattva Acharya. So the Tattva, as I said, I'll explain, Tattva means the absolute truth. So he was the truth of the teacher of the absolute truth. And he wrote different books to explain them. Now, all these teachings of the Acharyas are all in Prabhupada's books. Like, for instance, Bhagavad Thakur's book, Jiva Dharma. All the actual philosophy is in one book. From the neophyte stage, or beginning stage, up to the highest, in 40 chapters. But Srila Prabhupada has taken the teachings of the Jiva Dharma book and scattered them all through his books. Now, when I read the Prabhupada's books, when I went through all Prabhupada's books first, because one should read all Prabhupada's books first. Because one time I was in Vrindavan in 1996. And my spiritual master was giving class in the temple room, evening class in the temple room. So one of my godbrothers asked the question, can we read the books of the six Goswamis? And he said, yes, you can. But first, you must read and study all of Prabhupada's books first. This is what you must do first. So first of all, we have to read Prabhupada's books. I mean study. You know, every page, bear thread, as Prabhupada said. Know all his books. Bear thread is like, Napalalanana Maharaj. He knows the Krishna book off by heart. He doesn't have to look at the book. He can just, if a question is asked on the Krishna book, he can tell you even the page and where to find, if it's halfway down the page or at the top of the page or bottom of the page. He knows it off by heart. And Bhakti Prakash Maharaj, he knows the whole Bhagavad Gita off by heart. Doesn't need even to look. He knows the purport. He knows the Sanskrit word for word and the purport without even looking. Now this is what I call studying books. And so we have to, we should try for this, because we have to have a goal in life. Something to aim for. In the beginning, this process of which we're starting, because there are some here I can see here from down the in the woofers here. In the beginning, this process may seem a bit difficult to understand, but there is the process may differ, understand, but if we. Now, one lecture I'll keep hearing, I heard one of our sannyasis, who's not in this world no more, he told me personally in the life membership room up the top there. He said, you may not understand, I spoke to ask the question about Lord Caitanya, and he said, no, sorry, about Krishna. He says, you may not understand Krishna, but if you pray and ask Lord Caitanya, please give me some understanding. He said, I guarantee that you will understand something. So then I followed his very wise advice, and then gradually, one can come to understand who Krishna is, and what the Holy Dharma is, what this process is, and what the goal of this process is. Now it may take some time, or it may take no time. It all depends on the mercy of Lord Caitanya. Because it's what is it now? I couldn't find it. No. There it is, yeah. Now, if we worship the Panchatattva, This is from one of Srila Prabhupada's books, Adi, called Shita Chantramita, Adi Leela 8, verse 5. I'll just read the, I'll do the Bengali, and then I'll read the translation. Mukha kavitva kara yana sabara samarne. Pangu giri langi atak anga deke kara gane. By remembering the lotus feet of the Panchatattva, a dumb man can become a poet. A lame man can cross mountains. And a blind man can see stars in the sky. So this is how merciful Lord Titania is. So if we cannot understand anything of this process in the beginning, then we worship not Lord Titania, but the whole of the Panchatattva, which is behind us there. And we worship Lord Titania and the Panchatattva, and then the mercy of Lord Titania and Nityananda, we will slowly, or quickly, according to our sincerity and determination, we will advance quickly, or make some advancement. So I'll stop there. Any questions, corrections, or...